I want you to turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 12. You know, if a preacher has mastered everything he preaches, then he doesn't preach much. Did you hear me? If a preacher's mastered everything he preaches, then he don't preach very much. That's one of the hardest things about being a preacher, is that you have to preach on things that you know that you struggle with. When I teach in my preaching class in Africa, when I teach people how to come up with sermons, I say, well, you know, one way you come up with sermons, you preach what you need. Preach what you need to hear. And the sermon this morning, boy, I get convicted when I preach that message because I know I'm not that kind of father. And the message I'll preach to you tonight will convict my heart because I know that this is an area that we all need to hear preached over and over and over again because we do not excel as people in this area, or I should say we often fail in this area that I'm going to talk about tonight. And I mentioned it briefly in my sermon this morning, but I'll preach a whole message about it tonight. In Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, "The word of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and," what? "Hear not, for they are a rebellious house." I chose these verses just because it talks about the fact that they have ears to hear and they hear not. The word "hear" is found in the Bible 550 times. The word "heard" is found in the Bible 641 times. The "ear" or "ears" is found in the Bible 271 times. I think the Bible makes it clear and plain to us that this idea of listening is important. This idea of hearing is vitally important to our lives. I say to my church all the time, I say it when I travel and preach all the time, I make this statement: life is all about relationships. If you fail at relationships, then you fail at life. There's no exception to that. Number one is your relationship with God. God said, I can sum up the whole law with two things: love God and love your neighbor. So if you fail at your relationship with God, then you're failing at life. And if you fail your relationship with others, you are failing at life. It's not okay to go through life keeping to yourself. I understand there are people who have different personalities, some people more outgoing than others. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a life kept to self is a life of failure. Life has to be about others. And if life's going to be about others, then you're going to have to be good at relationships. And whether you're outgoing or whether you're a quiet person, you can be good at relationships. But you will not be good at relationships without the truth that we're going to talk about tonight. I want to give you three truths about listening. Three truths about listening, and then I'm going to give you two challenges. The first truth is this. Hear me clearly. Listening ministers to you. Did you hear what I said? Listening ministers to you. Some of the sweetest times in life for me have been times of listening to music. How many times have you through life have listened to a song and it blessed you? Now y'all wake up on me tonight. I just asked y'all a question. And some of y'all didn't raise your hand. How many times have you been blessed by a song? How many times have you been blessed by singing? Wow. When I have my devotions, I like to sing to God. I like to sing out loud to God. I don't get to sing out loud in church a lot because I can't sing that well, but boy, I can sing to God, amen? And those are sweet times singing the songs about God. The songbirds in the morning. How many of you like to hear songbirds in the morning? You know, they got songbirds everywhere. I don't care where you go. Everywhere I've been, there have been birds chirping. And they bring such joy to my heart when I hear them. Good preaching or teaching. Some of the best times in my life, some of the most emotional, life-changing times in my life have been listening to the teaching and the preaching of God's Word. Like salvation. There's nothing like hearing the gospel and understanding that Jesus loves you and putting your faith in Jesus Christ. There's nothing like coming to church and hearing a sermon and God convicting your heart and you yielding to the Spirit of God. Listening ministers to you. The sweet words from a friend. How many of you have ever had a friend say something to you that was sweet and encouraged you and helped you? I appreciate Ms. Reed. Ms. Reed, you came and talked to me and my wife in the room the other day. Your words were sweet to me. We don't hear those words a lot. And I appreciated it. And I won't forget it. And they blessed me. Listening ministers to you. Bible study. Have you ever been blessed reading your Bible? That's listening. That's taking the time to hear what God has to say. You know, I talked this morning, I said that everybody wants to be heard. And it's true, everybody wants to be heard. But one of the greatest problems we have in life is not that we're not heard, is that we don't take time to listen. Because the truth is, God will always listen to us. But the truth also is that we don't take the time to listen to Him. And because we don't take the time to listen to Him, we miss out on so much of what we need in life, so much of the strength we need to serve God and to be filled with joy and to be success in life because we don't take time to listen to God. Good counsel from a mentor. Amen. Observing and just watching other people and seeing other people's example and learning from it. That is listening. That's listening. It's paying attention. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9, it says this, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination." One of the reasons we don't believe God listens to us is because we're not listening to Him. And that when we go to Him in prayer, our prayer becomes an abomination to Him. The Bible says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." The Bible says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from thee," or hid His ear from hearing thee. You see, it is our unwillingness to listen that causes so many problems in our life. And we need to learn the lesson that listening ministers to us. The Bible says in John 15:7, "If ye abide in me, my words abide in you, then ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be" what? "Done unto you." What a great promise. Ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. Hey, God is saying, talk to me, and I'll hear you, and I'll answer. But He said something before that. And before that, He said, "If you abide in my word, then these things will come to pass." So God says, take time to listen to me. And you've got my ear, and you've got my power and my strength. Are you listening to me tonight? Listening ministers to you. The second truth I want to give you tonight is listening ministers to others. Listening makes others feel important. Listening gives value to others. You know, when my children first started singing in church, they learned an unkind lesson in life. They learned that not everybody listens in church. They learned that sometimes you got to stand up here, Brother Dave, and you preach or you sing, and people are looking like this, or they're doing like this, or they're talking to the person next to them, and you got to get over that, and you got to learn to get past that, or you'll never minister to people. But at first, it's hard to deal with because it makes you kind of feel small, makes you kind of feel unimportant when people don't listen to you. Am I right or wrong? Hey, wives tonight, am I right or wrong? When a husband won't listen to you, or children, when a father won't listen to you, or a student, when a teacher won't listen to you. You see, listening makes people feel important. It ministers to other people. It gives value to them. Have you ever had somebody say, I know, Pastor, you've heard this, somebody say to you, "Thank you for listening to me." One of the great secrets of counseling and helping people is to understand that the best thing you can do is just listen. Because many times that's really all they need is somebody to listen to them. And it helps and it ministers. I've heard people say, "Thank you for listening to my story." People will thank you for talking to them. Listen to what I'm saying. They'll thank you for talking to them even though they did most of the talking. You ever had a conversation with somebody? They did all the talking. They got up and said, "Thanks for talking to me." I'm thinking, I didn't say nothing. Yeah, but you listened. and you gave them value and you gave them importance and you ministered to them in a great way, in a way a sermon would have never ministered. Am I making sense to you? Listening ministers to you, listening ministers to others. And the third truth is this: listening speaks volumes. It speaks volumes about who you are. Listening speaks volumes about your character, because listeners are humble. Listeners know they need knowledge. I preach a sermon about knowledge and from 1 Corinthians chapter 8. The Bible says, "Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth." Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. You see, the person who just talk, sometimes don't have enough time to learn anything. But the listener is telling you, "Hey, I need knowledge. I'm humble. There's something for you to teach me." Listening speaks volumes about who you are as a person and your character and your understanding of God. Listeners are interested in others. And when you listen, it tells people you're interested in them. Listeners care. Listeners are practicing wisdom. I'm going to use this story, and I hesitate to do it because it's about me. But when I was in Bible college as a student, most people didn't know me very well. And I remember the first time, I guess I graduated and I was now a young staff member. First time they asked me to preach in college chapel. I preached in college chapel and people were like, "Whoa, that little guy preached like that?" They were amazed. They didn't think I even said anything. People thought, "I thought you was a quiet guy." Yep, because I learned to keep my mouth shut. I learned to listen and gain wisdom. I learned, "Speak not in the ears of a fool, lest he despise the wisdom of thy words." And I memorized verses like that. The people who knew me well knew I liked to talk. The people who knew me in my ministry knew that I was a quite confident leader. I'm not a shy guy, but I learned the value of listening. And young people, you listen to me. When you go out to this world, go to a job interview, take a job, get on a workforce. And if you talk too much, you don't learn how to listen and take instructions and pay attention, you're not going to say very much about your character. You're not going to get very far with other people. You're not going to make very much progress in life unless you learn to speak volumes about yourself by keeping your mouth shut and listening. Am I making sense? Man, I can tell you, Brother Reyes, if you want to meet me for coffee later, I can tell you who your best listeners are in your church. I went out here this morning, I said, "There's a lady over there, and there's a guy right here." Said, "Boy, they're good listeners." You know why I know that? Because I'm a human being, and when I get up here and preach, I'm pouring out my soul. This is my life. It's what I do. And I want to be heard, and I'm looking for faces that are listening, and it makes an impact on me. And it tells me a lot about your character when you sit in a pew in church and you listen to the Word of God preach and you shake your head and you respond to the message. It tells me that there's something in you that's real. Am I making sense? Young people, you want to find a good mate in life? Find somebody who knows how to listen. Find somebody who's humble. And they speak volumes to the fact that they've learned the value of listening. Listening ministers to you. It ministers to others and it speaks volumes. Now, I want to give you two challenges. From those three truths, I'll give you two challenges. Number one, prioritize listening. Prioritize listening. I'm assuming y'all know what the word prioritize means. If I was in Ghana, they'd say, "What? Do what with listening?" Prioritize listening. Every day, make it your number one goal to listen. That's not easy to do because we're selfish people. But you need to every day take time to listen to God. Take time to hear what God has to say to you through His Word. Take time to listen to your family. Take time to listen to friends. Take time to listen to your co-workers. Look, some people can't ever get along, can't ever work on the team, and can't ever be productive with other people because they don't listen to their co-workers. Prioritize listening in everything you do. Prioritize it. If you're a teacher, prioritize listening to your students. When I teach folks how to teach or preach, one of the things I teach them is you may be the one speaking the words, but you can listen with more than just your ears. When I preach to people, when I teach to people, I look them in the eye and I'll watch them and I'll pay attention. And you know what they know about me when I'm teaching? They know that they have my attention. Does that make sense to you? And it makes an impact. Have you ever been in a classroom when you didn't know that, when you didn't think the teacher even knew you were in the room? How many of you have been in that situation? If you've been in a university, you've probably been in that situation. I've been in universities. I never shook the teacher's hand, never got within 5 feet of the teacher. I mean, you had hundreds and hundreds of students in the class. The teacher just stood up there and blah, 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 and blah. And they shuffle their glasses every now and then. They look at a projector and they just, it's just like they never even look at the students. You know that a lot of teachers and professors at universities, teaching's not their thing. Research is their thing, but they have to teach in order to get funds to do research. Just know what I'm saying? And they're not really into teaching. And they don't make a big impact on their students. But when you take time to listen and prioritize doing what I'm doing right now, you'll find you capture people's attention a little better because they say, hey, this guy's like, he's like actually trying to minister to me. He's like, this is important to him. Am I making sense? I say to myself, someone asked me a question in class. Brother Spirit, and they asked me a question. And I say, well, you answer the question. I want to hear what you think about it. Don't just ask me, what are you thinking? Listening. Prioritize listening in everything you do. We take time to scold our children, to instruct our children, but we don't take time to listen to their ideas. Am I making sense? Listen and soul winning. The greatest things you can do with a soul winner is listen. You're not going to be effective and productive at getting people to go from believing in whatever it was that they were believing to believing in Christ Jesus if you don't take enough time to listen. You know, the gospel's powerful, but it's even more powerful when there's a spirit-filled soul winner who knows how to listen. Take the time to find out what the people actually believe before you start teaching them something they already know. Most people know Jesus died. Most people know He rose from the dead. You're not explaining nothing to most people when you tell them those simple facts. What you got to explain to them is what they were believing doesn't match with the Scriptures. And then they can understand the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me tonight? Prioritize listening in everything you do. Make every day a listening day. The second challenge is this. Listen with your eyes and your body. And I mentioned that a little bit before. But eye contact is so important. It tells people that you're listening. When I go to church, I like to sit up and I like to lean forward and I like to make eye contact with the preacher and I like to let them know that I'm listening. Smile. React. React. Folks, when you listen to preaching, react! It's not okay to go to church and sit there and just have a solemn look on your face the whole time when you're in church. It's not okay. It's not a southern thing. It's a godly thing. It's a godly thing to react when somebody's delivering truth to you. Amen, preacher. I'm going to give you the truth whether you like it or not. If your culture's not right, change your culture. But if you're going to listen, you've got to react. The reason so many women don't feel loved by a husband is because the husband don't react to anything they say. They're just quiet. They know they need time to go and think about it, but she don't know that. All she knows is that you left the room, you haven't said nothing to her in hours, she's trying to pour out her soul to you, and you're just plastic man, you know, just like nothing. That's not good enough in life. It's not. You have to react. You got to let people know you heard them. Smile. Nod your head. Or shake your head. Do something. But you got to react if you're going to listen to people. Are you with me? It's not good enough to say, well, I was listening, but you got to convince somebody else you were listening. Amen? That's what men often do. They say, well, I was listening to her. I mean, what's her problem? I heard everything she said. But she's not convinced that you were listening to her. Am I making sense to you? Ask questions, but be careful how you ask questions. I mean, your wife says, honey, I got to talk to you. And she's talking to you. You start asking too many questions, she's going to think you're not listening. But every now and then, throw a question in. Now, I want to clarify. You said, okay, good, thank you. I got to keep going. I mean, let people know you're listening to them. Your teacher's teaching. You raise your hand and say, teacher, you said this, and I was wondering. I mean, boy, do you know how much a blessing that is to me if I'm teaching and people ask questions about what I'm teaching, what I'm saying? Wow, that's encouraging. Make sure that a person knows that you are listening. I gave you three truths about listening. Number one, listening ministers to you. Listening ministers to, and listening speaks volumes. And then I said, prioritize listening and listen with your eyes and your body. In other words, let people know that you're hearing them. Hearing them. You know, you guys have done great tonight. Yeah. I think just about everybody in here has convinced me tonight that they're listening to what I'm saying. Amen? Now, if we could go do that with our spouses, with our friends, with our bosses, with our next door neighbors, we change the world. We could change the world. We could at least change their world. Am I making sense to you? One of the greatest attributes, and I spoke about it this morning, one of the greatest attributes, and maybe it's not an attribute, one of the greatest things about God that we enjoy and that we revel in and that we're encouraged in, the fact that He listens. The fact that we know that no matter what we do, if we are His children and we come to Him humbly, He'll listen to us. Is that not true? What a blessing to know that I can say from Hebrews, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen? And people need that same type of ministry from you and me. Husbands, please listen to your wives. Wives, please listen to your husbands. You know, I've found that in my counseling, women often point the finger of husbands not listening, but I found many times they don't listen either. You're not listening to your husband's heart's cry for praise and attention and adoration because they cry out for it, but you're not listening and he never gets it. So don't just take listening that one way. I will make sure you men don't think I was beating up on y'all tonight. But we all need to listen to one another. Preachers talk about, hell, bless God, people don't listen. I preach, man, they're watching the clock, they're falling asleep. Well, preacher, I mean, do you ever listen to them? Or do you just walk through a back door when it's time to preach and you get done and you're in your car and you're going home? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Every relationship, it can go both ways. You know, sometimes you kids, you know, well, my parents, they don't listen to me. Do you listen to them? Do you obey their commands? Do you pay attention to what they're saying? It goes both ways. Like, whatever situation you're in, you be the listener. You get the ball going and minister to yourself and minister to others and speak volumes about who you are. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God that teaches us these principles. Thank you that you listen to us. And God, thank you for giving us ears to hear. Thank you that we can hear the truths of your Word. And God, I pray that all of us would leave here tonight determined to do better in this area of listening. I fail at it, and I'm sure most of these folks here tonight would agree that they fail at it also. Lord, may we work hard to do better in this area.